Honorable Mr. President, Director General Dr. Chan, distinguished colleagues, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure for me to address this assembly on behalf of the government of Finland. Finland fully aligns itself with the statement made by Honorable Minister Sippers on behalf of the European Union. All countries made the commitments to leave no one behind through to Agenda 2030 and its 17 interconnected goals. We welcome this approach. Health has a crucial role for promoting development. There is a two-way causality between health and poverty. Poverty causes poor health and poor health poverty. The right to health belongs to everyone and should not be dependent on a person's societal status or on any other personal characteristics. Ladies and gentlemen, Finland welcomes the emphasis of universal health coverage on access to health services and essential commodities without the risk of improvement. There are three crucial issues for achieving universal health coverage: sustainable funding, falling funds and risk, in other words, social protection, and having essential public health functions in place. Countries need to guarantee financial sustainability of universal health coverage. This will not be possible without public health work to protect, maintain and promote population health. We have to work to reduce disease burden. All countries have their own challenges in achieving universal health coverage. Inequalities and discrimination can be caused by financial, social or structural barriers and exist in all societies. There is no solution that fits all. Priorities needs to be country and context specific. Yet we can all profit from sharing experiences and lessons learned. WHO's leadership, normative guidance and technical supports to member states will be essential in this regard. Finland is currently introducing a major health and social service reform. Health and social services at all levels will be brought together under the same organization and budget. Our aim is to form customer-oriented larger service entities than presently and strengthen services with increased integration. We do this in order to ensure sustainable funding of services, to guarantee equal access for all, to quality services everywhere in the country, and to address health inequities. In other words, to ensure sustainable universal health coverage. Ladies and gentlemen, we strongly believe that a strong health system which is able to prevent, detect and respond to all hazards is the best guarantee for health security. The international health regulation core capacities need to become an integral part of the essential public health function. Thank you for your attention.